Welcome.
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 You're listening to Built by Us.
Built by Us.
Built by Us.
Built by Us.
Welcome back to Built by Us, a podcast created by Democracy North Carolina. In celebration of Women's History Month, we're sitting down with the women of the Democracy North Carolina staff. In this episode, you'll hear from Alicia, our Digital Campaigns Associate here at Democracy NC. Alicia received a Bachelor of Science in Political Science with a concentration in Southern Politics from East Carolina University. She has a background in elections and organizing. Her passion for voter outreach and political engagement grew while she was employed with the County Board of Elections. Working with nonprofit grassroots organizations really motivated Alicia to become a leader in her community and advocate for herself and others. She enjoys interacting with people, whether it's operating the food truck that her family owns or canvassing a neighborhood. Keep listening to hear more about what Women's History Month means to Alicia.
When I describe myself as a woman, as someone who's very hardworking and independent, a lot of that independence comes from a history of women fighting for what they need. We have to figure it out on our own. Figure out what to do, how to do it on our own, because we may have not been getting that support within the system. So being someone independent, driven, and self-reliant is something that is the meaning of a woman. And I hope that we get to a point where we don't have to be so independent and reliant on ourselves, that we have the support that we need throughout the different systems of the world. I hope over time the obstacles become less. My name is Alicia Harding. I am the Digital Campaigns Associate with Democracy NC. Happy Women's History Month. What first comes to mind for a woman that I admire is my mom, and she has a twin. So I'd like to say I have two moms because they've both been there for me from the start. And I come from a Caribbean background, so I'm first generation American, and just learning about the battles and things that my family faced coming to America. And my mom was a single mom of four, and just seeing her overcome and always push me to be the best that I can. She's someone that made me resilient, made me go shoot for everything that I want, and no matter what, supported me. And my aunt has been like a second mom. What one might be lacking, the other twin picks up. So like, I have two really supportive, independent women that always went after whatever they wanted and really had that go-getter mind. Keep wanting to learn more, keep wanting to do more, and just always told me, shoot for the stars. Women's History Month is a month that means a lot to me because I think it's a time to highlight the women that have done very important things throughout the world over the years. It's a time to empower other women to continue to do the great things. I feel like women are always kind of like the mastermind behind a lot of things, and we don't get the attention that we need. So it's a great time to highlight those efforts that may have went unseen for years. I first learned about Women's History Month probably a few years ago. It was not something that I felt like was widely publicized, or something that was mentioned in school or in college and things like that. So I'm fairly new to knowing about it, which is funny that I recently looked it up to see when it was started. I was like, wow, I can't believe it was started 30, 40 years ago. And I'm just now getting hip to it, per se. It's very empowering, and it made me even more eager to keep doing the work that I do and keep pushing forward no matter what, to always go after whatever I want to go after. I think it's important for everyone, regardless of gender, to learn and celebrate Women's History Month because women have made such an impact on the world. It's inspiring to know everything that women go through, and we still can keep going on. Especially women are thrown battle after battle. You have to pull your boots up and keep going no matter what. We're very enduring, and it's something that needs to be told and people need to learn about. As someone working in social justice with Democracy NC, I do feel like Women's History Month and women's rights is something that really shows up in the workplace, that I'm allowed to show up as my genuine self, and I've never really felt like that in a workplace. So I feel like being a woman, especially being a Black woman, and having the ability to show up the way I can here, be outspoken, talk about things that may go unseen in other orgs or talk about things that may be controversial, that really having that space to be my best self. And then I also feel like if you're able to do that work internally in a workplace, then you definitely can do that work outside, because you really have to be doing the work within if you're going to be advocating for it. With all the attacks on women's rights, I feel like it's a very important time to be highlighting Women's History Month and really highlighting the things we went through in the past, so that can show we've been here before, we've overcome, we can still overcome, we're still going to continue to fight for our rights and fight for what we believe in and stand strong, and that we have history to reflect on how to keep moving towards the goals that we want. They're the reason that there's so many attacks on women's rights. We're strong, we're powerful, and there wouldn't be so many attacks if they didn't think we were powerful and didn't see that power as well. So I would say to other women that may not be aware of Women's History Month, go research, look it up. It's powerful to see women who've overcome, the great minds that have come together, that are women that have done hard work that's been unnoticed. And continue to voice your opinion, continue to stand up for what you believe in, and continue to, I hate to say, but continue the fight, even though sometimes you may want to give up, but just to stay strong, keep fighting, keep speaking out, stand up for what you believe in, and don't allow anyone to silence your voice.
Connect with us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DemocracyNC. Or you can visit our website at democracync.org.